From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Leave the barbecue grill alone this weekend. The mystery of a South Jersey detective's murder and more rampaging teens had you talking to us last week. But we begin with a lack of rain. It has been nearly a full month without any measurable rain in New Jersey. The risk of wildfire remains extremely high in New Jersey. The latest drought monitor report now shows 70% of the state in drought. A third of New Jersey is in severe drought. It has been nearly 30 days since we had measurable rain, and any rain could be a week away, maybe even more. State environmental officials are reiterating pleas earlier this week for your help to heed fire restrictions now in place, including for your fire pits and barbecue grills.
Keep those solo stoves and fire pits covered, as no wood or charcoal fires are allowed under the mandatory statewide Stage 3 fire restrictions on all public land and private property. The only fires permitted are in elevated stoves using only propane, natural gas, or electricity. Use of kerosene or gas torches is also banned under the restrictions. A statewide drought watch began October 17th. You're in Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Funeral services this weekend for Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Monica Mosley. As family and friends gather to say goodbye, we still know little about her murder. Police have confirmed she was killed after several people kicked in the door to her Bridgeton home. She was shot to death at the scene. Police questioned one person also found with a gunshot wound at the scene, but no charges have been announced. Police have yet to say if Mosley was targeted or if the public is in danger. Bridgeton police now confirm Mosley's home was burglarized on at least two other occasions, but no arrests resulted in either of those cases. The latest story about rampaging teenagers in New Jersey comes from Collingswood in Camden County. The local PTA holding a haunted hayride at Knight Park when police say a large group of teens began fighting and running recklessly through the park. About 80 teens swarmed a local Wawa. Some of the responding officers were punched in the face. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video every morning. Just like and subscribe to have it included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent every morning right to your phone. Do your teenagers still go trick-or-treating? We've been debating with you, how old is too old to get begging for treats on Halloween? A new FDU poll that asks what age kids should stop trick-or-treating finds most believe before the age of 14. However, the older the respondent to the poll, the younger they believe that cutoff should be. A New Jersey hunter is continuing to get death threats after setting the record for the largest bear ever taken down during the state's legal bear hunt.
Brian Melvin struck the massive 770-pound black bear with a bow and arrow in Kinnelon and Morris County last Tuesday morning. He says that he'd been tracking the bear for three seasons and it was the smartest animal he ever chased. However, many felt differently, with those opposed to the hunt tracking Melvin down. He says that he received texts and messages calling him a bad person and some saying they hope the next bear kills him. Lisa G.
A terrifying home invasion in Passaic County. A Wayne homeowner telling police he awoke to find four masked individuals in his bedroom. He tried to chase the burglars away but fell down and needed stitches to close a head wound. The invaders made off with key fobs they found in the home. Home invasions tied to car theft have been on the rise in New Jersey, and it's a growing concern among law enforcement. Meanwhile, a noted criminologist at Rutgers is questioning if a new law signed by Governor Murphy will do anything to stop the rise in home invasions. The law increases the penalties for such crimes to up to 20 years in prison. It could, in some circumstances, even apply to juveniles who are employed by criminal enterprises to break into homes to get the key fobs to steal cars. However, criminologist Todd Clear says studies have shown rarely does the threat of more jail time act as a deterrent. It is now just days until Election Day. A Stockton University poll is gauging voters' opinions on the big issues, including immigration, abortion, and the economy.
Abortion should be legal in all or most cases, according to nearly three-quarters of Jersey voters. 89% of Democrats say so, 52% of Republicans. Researcher Alyssa Maurice at Stockton says when asked about economic policies,
Democrats rallied behind one policy. A majority said increasing taxes on the wealthy, whereas Republicans, they weren't really unified on that. They were split evenly between a few different approaches.
A majority of New Jersey voters say immigration is a good thing. At the same time, more than half say immigration to the U.S. should be more difficult. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
As New Jersey and the nation speeds towards the November 5th election, we've got you covered. Join me election night as I count up the votes, get instant analysis, and find out what it means for you from the award-winning New Jersey 101.5 News team. Plus, it's the only election night coverage where your voice is heard. I'll be taking your calls all night long on New Jersey 101.5 beginning at 7 p.m. Denny's says it is closing 150 of its lowest performing restaurants in an effort to turn around the brand's flagging sales. About half of the closures will happen this year, the rest in 2025. The company made the announcement during a meeting with investors last week. The locations weren't revealed, but the restaurants represent about 10% of Denny's totals. There are six locations in New Jersey, including Woodbridge, Edison, and Bordentown. With the holiday travel season right around the corner, some New Jerseyans are changing their travel plans due to inflation. That's in a new Bankrate study where senior analyst Ted Rossman says a lot of people have been cutting back.
83% of holiday travelers are making adjustments due to inflation. That's pretty staggering. I mean, it's hard to get 83% of people to agree on anything.
Rossman says people are picking less expensive destinations and hotels, driving instead of flying, and vacationing for fewer days. Analysts do forecast a significant rebound in home remodeling next year. That'll be as the result of lower interest rates.
More homeowners are borrowing against the rising value of their properties and spending on renovations. The substantial amount of home equity that Americans have amassed, thanks to sharply rising property values, is getting cheaper to access with the Fed cutting interest rates. According to the Federal Reserve, Americans have more than $35 trillion in home equity, up 81% from the end of 2019. That's an average of about $400,000 per U.S. homeowner. Renovation spending should reach an annual rate of $477 billion by this time next year. Aaron Rayal.
Let's introduce you to 14-year-old Lucas Salzman. He is a freshman at Freehold Township High School. Desperate to have a job and responsibilities and to make his own money, Lucas launched his own soda and coffee company. It's called Lou's Brew.
So we have several different flavors of craft sodas. We also have a nitro cold brew coffee. We have roasted coffee beans, and we also have gelato.
Lou's Brews are available now in more than 40 stores around New Jersey and online. You can read more about the young man's story and find out where to get his products at NJ1015.com. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content is available anytime on demand. Just go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.